Not the End of the World by Hannah Ritchie. Introduction: A New Perspective on Environmental Challenges. Hello and welcome to my book, Not the End of the World: How We Can Be the First Generation to Build a Sustainable Planet. My name is Hannah Ritchie, and I am a data scientist at Our World in Data. For a long time, the narrative around environmental issues has been dominated by doomsday headlines and a sense of inevitable doom. However, I am here to offer a different perspective, one that is grounded in data and filled with hope. The misleading narrative of doom. It has become common to tell children that they will die from climate change, that the soil won't be able to support crops, and that fish will vanish from our oceans. These doomsday predictions are not only frightening but also misleading. When we zoom out and look at the broader picture, we see a very different story. The data shows that we have made significant progress on many environmental fronts. For instance, carbon emissions per capita are actually down. Deforestation peaked in the 1980s, and the air we breathe is vastly improved compared to centuries ago. Moreover, more people died from natural disasters 100 years ago than they do today. These facts challenge the prevailing narrative of doom and offer a more hopeful outlook. Thatcher. Progress across key environmental issues. Let's delve into some of the key environmental issues and see how far we've come. Air pollution. Air pollution is a significant problem, but it's not as dire as it's often portrayed. While it's true that air pollution still causes millions of premature deaths each year, the situation has improved dramatically over the past few centuries. In many parts of the world, especially in developed countries, air quality has improved substantially. This progress is a result of stricter regulations and technological advancements. Mandra Zur. Climate change is perhaps the most pressing environmental issue of our time. However, even here, there is room for optimism. While global emissions are still high, there has been a decline in carbon emissions per capita. This trend, combined with the increasing adoption of renewable energy sources, suggests that we are on a better trajectory than many assume. Chakambam. Deforestation. Deforestation is another critical issue, but here too there is good news. Deforestation peaked in the 1980s, and since then, there has been a significant reduction in the rate of forest loss. This is partly due to reforestation efforts and better land use policies. Chakravarti. Biodiversity loss. Biodiversity loss is a complex and multifaceted problem. While it's true that species are going extinct at an alarming rate, there are also success stories. Conservation efforts have led to the recovery of several species, and protected areas have expanded significantly over the past few decades. Food, ocean plastics, and overfishing. In the realm of food production, we have made tremendous progress in increasing yields and reducing hunger. However, there are still challenges related to sustainable agriculture and reducing waste. Ocean plastics and overfishing are also pressing issues. But here again, there are signs of progress. Efforts to reduce plastic use and implement sustainable fishing practices are gaining momentum. Chakravarti. What works and what doesn't. One of the central themes of this book is to distinguish between what works and what doesn't in environmental conservation. For example, eating local food is often touted as a way to reduce emissions, but the data shows that this has a minimal impact compared to other actions like reducing meat consumption or increasing energy efficiency. Takhtarzakat. Things to stress, less about. There are several environmental myths that need to be dispelled. For instance, the idea that the Amazon rainforest provides a significant portion of the world's oxygen is a myth. While the Amazon is crucial for biodiversity and carbon sequestration, its role in oxygen production, is often exaggerated. Another myth is that buying local food significantly reduces carbon emissions. In reality, the carbon footprint of food is more closely tied to the type of food rather than its origin. These myths distract us from the real issues and the effective solutions. Chaka, practical guidance for a sustainable future. So what can we do to build a sustainable future? Here are some practical steps that individuals, companies, and governments can take. Individual actions. As individuals, we can make several lifestyle changes that have a significant impact. Reducing meat consumption, increasing energy efficiency in our homes, and supporting renewable energy projects are just a few examples. These actions not only reduce our personal carbon footprint, but also set an example for others. Charcuterie. Corporate and government actions, companies and governments have a critical role to play in driving sustainability. Implementing policies that support renewable energy, investing in sustainable technologies, and enforcing regulations to reduce pollution are essential steps. Companies can also adopt sustainable practices in their supply chains and operations. Mranj, the power of data and optimism. Data is a powerful tool in understanding and addressing environmental challenges. By looking at the data, we can see that many environmental problems are not as insurmountable as they seem. This is not to say that the challenges are trivial. They are significant, but they are solvable. Optimism is crucial in this context. When we believe that things can get better, we are more likely to take action. The work of Hans Rosling, who showed that the world was improving in many ways despite what the news might suggest, is a great inspiration here. By focusing on the progress we've made and the possibilities ahead, we can build a more sustainable future. Chakaru, building a sustainable planet. The concept of sustainability is often misunderstood. According to the UN's definition, sustainability means meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. This definition has two parts: ensuring that everyone today can live a good, healthy life and not degrading the environment in a way that takes away opportunities from people tomorrow. Historically, we have never achieved true sustainability. For most of human history, half the population died before adulthood. And even today, 5 million children do not make it to their fifth birthday. However, the progress made in reducing child mortality, hunger, maternal mortality, and increasing life expectancy, education, and access to basic resources like clean water, energy, and sanitation is remarkable. We are closer than ever to meeting the needs of people today, and with the right actions, we can achieve the second half of the sustainability definition as well. This means dramatically reducing emissions, protecting natural habitats, and ensuring that our economic activities do not harm the environment. Conclusion: a call to action. In conclusion, the environmental challenges we face are significant, but they are not insurmountable. By understanding the progress we've made, dispelling myths, and focusing on effective solutions, we can build a sustainable planet. This is not just a moral imperative, it is a practical necessity. We have the tools, the knowledge, and the data to make a difference. What we need now is the determination and collective action to turn this opportunity into reality. Let's work together to build a better future for everyone. We are not doomed. We can make a difference. Let's get started.